This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For every building that is rehabbed or business opened in downtown or midtown Detroit, the question surfaces, but what about the neighborhoods? Juvana Watson asked that question. She wanted to open a coffee shop in her Northwest Detroit neighborhood, and she believes Detroit's neighborhoods will rebound one business at a time. With the help of Detroit's Motor City Match program, Juvana is getting ready to open her business. Detroit SIP will be opened by the summer near the campuses of Mary Grove College and the University of Detroit Mercy. Welcome. It's good to have you on the program, Juvana.
Nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell me, what gave you this idea? What's your background and how did you come to have this idea that you wanted to open this urban neighborhood coffee shop?
I'm born and raised in the city of Detroit, Detroit Public Schools, K through 12. I went away to Michigan State University for undergrad and for law school. And during that time when I would study in the library, it was just far too quiet for me. Silence can be very loud. And I found myself looking around and not concentrating. And when it came time to study for law school and the bar exam, I found myself in the coffee shop. The smell of the coffee brewing is relaxing. There's quiet noise in a coffee shop, and that's where I just gravitated towards it, and I studied there. And I said when I came back home, I wanted to bring that back to my hometown because it was something that I had never experienced. Coffee shops are now everywhere, and they are very popular, popping up in the city of Detroit. But in that particular area, there isn't one until now.
And the idea would be you're near the university campus, you're near the neighborhood. So what kind of vibe do you want your shop to have?
I want it to be relaxing. I want people to come and feel comfortable. To be honest, it is geared towards the college students because that's where I found my solace and success, studying in the coffee shop. But I also see it as an opportunity to bridge the gap. When I'm at UAD in the summertime at the track or when I'm riding by Mary Grove, I see these gated communities and I don't see the students venturing outside of the gates. Now, on the flip side, there's nothing really out there enticing them to come outside of the gates.
There used to be.
There used to be. But now, there's just nothing drawing them. And that I wanted to be one of the pivotal businesses to bring them out and to give them that Detroit experience that I know because I've been there, born and raised. Mm-hmm. But there are good parts and bad parts. I'll be honest with that. And I believe that that area is one that can bridge the gap between the college students, the residents, the people that work in the community, the retirees. I think everyone can come together and engage in quiet conversation and bridge those community gaps.
Give us a sense of that neighborhood, of this stretch of McNichols. What's there and what's not there in this stretch?
To be honest, there's nothing really there. There's businesses, many of them abandoned, and not just on the block that we're on. There are, in the stretch that I'm on, there are two open businesses at this time. Out of maybe eight dwellings. One of them was just demolished by the city because a tree was growing out of the roof. And by doing that, though, I think there's a story behind that. By demolishing the building, they were able to uncover one of the original Werner signs that no one would have ever seen because the building was there. And it drew so much attention, people coming from all over just to take a picture of this original Werner sign. It's been featured in the newspaper. And I think that it shows that there's beauty in the rubble. And that's how I see that area. It just needs a little TLC. I think for me, I live in that neighborhood. I'm not just there to make money. I'm not just there to flip my business. Mm-hmm. I have a vested interest in seeing the whole area, you know, come back and thrive. I have my children watching me. And I was never taught to open my own business. The message that I got growing up was go to school, get a good education, you'll get a good job. It really wasn't impressed upon me to make my own job. And I think that it is inspiring to them to see that you don't have to work for someone else. You can pursue your dream and you can do something that you love. So that keeps me going. Sometimes it's not as easy as I would like because I am balancing a full-time job and trying to pursue my dream at the same time.
Tell me how the Motor City Match program helped you get this whole coffee shop dream into the realm of reality.
Motor City Match helped because it is helping to fund the cost of the build out and give me that extra push financially to make sure I get the doors open for my coffee shop.
Where does the money come from, and how is it you qualified?
There's an application process. I believe this particular round there were approximately 350 applicants, and then it was narrowed down. They are very particular in selecting businesses that are planning to open with or without the assistance of Motor City Match. They are not looking to put money into a business that doesn't show any imminent, chance of opening, and that is part of the process in which they scrutinize to find out how far along we are when it comes to giving the fund portion of it.
One has to stop and think about the challenges of opening something like a coffee shop. So many of the coffee shops that I'm thinking of where they're located, it's foot traffic downtown in locations that they will choose to put, or lots of road traffic. I'm thinking, for example, of coffee shops up and down Woodward Avenue. How do you overcome that fact that you're not going to have a lot of foot traffic until more businesses come in? As you say, the two, Mary Grove and University of Detroit Mercy, there's nowhere for them to go. So mm-hmm. how are you going to pull out life and get life, get people walking in the door?
I think in working with, there are some community groups. One of them is Live 6, which UAD Mercy is very active in. I believe that their mission is to make it walkable. That's also the mission that I have. I can only hope by leading by example that other businesses will join in. Security is an issue. It is. We just have to be honest. The crime rate in Detroit can be very intimidating in terms of bringing people there who wouldn't ordinarily come there. I think we have to come together, make it safe, where if we have all the businesses open, everyone's helping one another. We're all each other's eyes and ears. But for now, all I can do, make sure that there's adequate lighting and security inside. I don't want the bulletproof glass barrier. I don't want that. I really want it to be welcoming to all, but make them feel safe. Let them know that it's going to be okay. So that is going to be a challenge. Making it walkable. Riding bikes is now taking on a life of its own in the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. I want to, incorporate that, have bike racks so people can come and secure their bicycles. And, it's going to be a challenge until those other businesses open up. But I think that it can work.
What is your vision and your dream? Let's say 10 years down the road. So you were with the first seed in this stretch of this Northwest Detroit neighborhood on McNichols. What's your vision for that?
I would hope to be retired from my full-time job, first of all. not working full-time, being able to enjoy the fruits of my labor and seeing every building in that stretch, not just Wyoming to Livernois. I think that all of the businesses going all the way to Myers or Schaefer or the Lodge, having them all open and people patronizing their areas. I go downtown sometimes. To be honest, it's a lot of hustle and bustle and paying to park, and I don't want to do that. I want to be able to ride my bike and walk and get everything that I need. And I think that that's my vision, having all of the businesses and people coming from Ferndale or Royal Oak, that's an area that thrives. I mean, there's always people walking from shop to shop. And that's what I would like to see for Detroit SIP. I can't say that I see a second one in my future. I would just like to do that one really well and, be a pivotal business, one of the pioneers of revitalizing that and sit back and say, job well done. That's my honest vision.
We will be following and watching Juvana Watson, who's owner of the soon-to-be-open Detroit SIP, an urban neighborhood coffee shop that will be on McNichols near Livernois in Northwest Detroit. Good luck to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.